Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly, why don't know I can't
fly. Roger boing, Miller.
As Boeing works to fix the grounded 737 MAX, historian Felix Pinnell is here to take us back 65 years to a very different time, the rollout of the company's game-changing jetliner that started it all. Felix is brought to us by the King County Library System.
Yeah, it was May 14th, 1954, when the Model 707 prototype, this is the four-engine swept-wing jet, rolled out at Renton. Sam Howe Verhovic is a journalist and author who wrote a book about the 707 called Jet Age. He told me why it was significant.
Boeing sort of leaped into the future and really ahead of either of the other big airplane manufacturers, Douglas or Lockheed. Boeing decided to sort of bet the company on building a jet airliner before anybody else did.
You know, the British had built something called the Comet, but that's a whole other story. The brilliant thing about the first 707, which was also called the Dash 80, is that it was a prototype for two very different markets. One was as a civilian jetliner, which was revolutionary in those years. So from that perspective, it was a risky bet for Boeing to spend about $15 million on that project. The other market was as an airborne refueling tanker for military use to refuel those jet-powered, high-flying Boeing B-52 bombers. From that perspective, the bet wasn't quite as risky. Now, of course, we have some nice old scratchy vintage audio from the rollout. This is Boeing CEO William Allen explaining the potential benefits of the company's two-market thinking.
If we are right in our analysis, this airplane will mean much to us as employees of Boeing. It will also give our Pacific Northwest community the prestige of leadership in a new field and the potential of new business. Most significantly, it can add to the security of our nation and the ties of communication which are a part of its growth.
So it's kind of amazing. Boeing was simultaneously building flying swords and flying plowshares with that prototype. Now, the rollout was just about 10 minutes long. They timed it for 4 p.m. on a Friday so the day shift and the swing shift workers could all be there. So about 8,000 people were watching and listening at the most poignant moment when Bill Allen talked about the vision and courage necessary to start an airplane company in 1916 and then introduced the man responsible for it all.
38 years ago, Mr. W.E. Boeing had that vision and that courage, and from it has grown the Boeing Airplane Company of today. It is with the greatest of pleasure that I present to you the founder of our company, Mr. W.E. Boeing.
And there he was standing in a mock turtleneck, just like Steve Jobs. No, just kidding. He wasn't.
No.
Bill Boeing didn't actually speak at the event. He left the company back in the 30s after the government broke Boeing up into separate airplane manufacturing, engine building, and airline companies. He was also ailing, and he'd pass away just shy of his 75th birthday about 2 years later. But his wife, Bertha Boeing, was there in Renton 65 years ago. And just as she'd done for one of the company's first planes back in the 1920s, she did the honors for the 707 with a bottle of champagne.
Today, I'm really christening twins. Since this airplane has several possible uses, whether that use be military for our security or commercial for our welfare, I know that you will all join with me in wishing her a glorious future. I christen thee the airplane of tomorrow, the Boeing jet, strato tanker, strato liner.
Love that song. So the 707 was supposed to fly later that month, but the landing gear actually collapsed during a taxiing test a week after the rollout, and the maiden flight was delayed into July. And then it was about a year later that Tex Johnston did that famous barrel roll over the Seafair event of 1955. We have a link to that at My Northwest. Now, the aircraft went on to great success as both a 707 jetliner and a KC-135 tanker. 707's been retired for a long time, but the KC-135, there's still hundreds of them flying. And all jetliners today, in my opinion, essentially still look like and are variations on the 707. I mean, you can't pick them out of a lineup. They're all so similar looking because this plane kind of set the standard. And I can be pretty sentimental about Boeing as a local company, and I still think of it possessively as this only Seattle thing, but the world has changed, of course. Now, Sam Howe Verhovic says that Boeing was different in the 1950s. There were certainly labor and other issues then, but they were more manageable, and it really was a hometown company. He says cultural changes, economic changes, and labor strife have taken their toll on the place where the 707 was born.
It's been hard for Seattle as the home of this great company. It's been hard to see the company get divided in this way. They still turn out great airplanes, and I think that this problem with the 737 MAX will be overcome, will be fixed, but nothing that anybody does is going to bring back the 500 or so people that died in these crashes.
So it's pretty amazing. Those 737 MAXs that are being constructed down in Renton are being parked pretty much right where this rollout happened. There's this continuity there because that plant was built back in the 40s to build B-29s. And it's, you know, it's crazy about the way the rollouts have changed. I mean, they did that one in 2007 with Tom Brokaw for the 787.
Right.
But they really, I mean, it's just a different world. I mean, it's our economy has diversified so much here that Boeing is not this thing that, what you know, it's not the only game in town, which is sort of hard to take in some ways because beyond the economic impact, the cultural impact of the people that Boeing attracted here, like my father, for instance, mm-hmm. and the money they pumped into local arts organizations and other things, that's never really been measured, I don't think, the cultural impact. We know the economic impact, but the cultural impact still, I think, can never actually be officially measured.
But there's still something very different about the, let's say, the rollout of a new piece of software at Microsoft.
Yeah.
And when that Dreamlifter takes off
yeah.
from Payne Field or lands at Payne Field,
yep.
I mean, the character of the aircraft industry, they're just, whatever the current problems are, there's nothing like that. There's just a certain thrill there that you don't see in many other industries.
And in some ways so random that Bill Boeing moved here in 1916 or the early yeah. part of the century and decided to start his company here, and it still has this crazy impact. We don't really, again, we just don't fully appreciate it. Along with the troubles and everything else, we just don't fully understand everything that Boeing has done to and for this area.
Yeah. Felix Bunnell, sponsored by the King County Library System. All his features at MyNorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.
Thanks.